Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. And if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Sure. My name is Amit Rathore, and I live in the Bay Area, San Mateo. And I've been living here for the last 20 plus years, focused on platform companies, mainly in commerce. So, you know, increasing online conversions. So that means payments, ad tech, social commerce, logistics, you know, AI, fintech, the works.
Awesome. So how did you get into the commerce and technology space in general?
Tech space. Well, I got my computer, first computer, when I was seven, and I was living in India at the time, and it was 1987. So very unusual and lucky, I suppose. At least I considered myself lucky to have found a toy that I could. My dad was working at in the government at the time and brought home a computer. That's the reason I had one. And so why did I get into tech? It was from like love at first sight in some sense. So I've been tinkering and coding and building things. Then I discovered networks, you know, computer networks. I discovered the internet as they, you know, came about and happened, I guess, 95. And, you know, just always had a dream to move one day to Silicon Valley and do the things you read about. And I guess that happened over the years. And commerce is because I guess every business is commerce, right? So, right. You know, combining business and technology and now art and philosophy.
Awesome. So in terms of like what you're doing now, and you're the founder at ShopType, so I'm curious, like, you know, what ShopType is, if you can tell us, and how you got the idea for it.
Yeah. So ShopType is, I think, the late, the new, I guess, or the emerging, you know, way of retail. So I sometimes say retail 3.0, you know, etc. But, you know, it's a much more basic idea. Last 20 years, as I said, my focus has been on commerce, meaning retail, ultimately, you know, B2B2B2B2C. Ultimately, somebody has to buy something retail, you know, for all the other businesses to provide, you know, supply chain and so on and so forth, ultimately to someone, say, buying a ticket for travel or whatever, you know, a t-shirt, something that somebody buys, lunch, right? So that's the world in which I've been in, which is how do we increase conversions from, let's say, digitally conversions from, let's say, you know, call it 1%, 2% average, you know, 2, 3% average to something more. And people are buying traffic. You pretty much are buying, paying Google, Facebook, lots of money to drive sales, to drive ads, right? To drive traffic. And we all know that, I don't know how many of those clicks are real, right? So you're paying for clicks and, you know, conversion rates are what they are. So it's hugely beneficial if you can take it from 1% to 2%, for example, right? Or 2% to 3%. It's a huge jump on your revenue and obviously profits. So, you know, that's what I've been doing for a number of years. And with Awake now, it's a new type of model, as I said, retail 3.0, meaning that instead of supporting this model of doing business today on the internet, which is extremely unfriendly to small business, you know, medium business, I guess, in entrepreneurs, is very difficult, expensive to do business on the internet. If you're not a big company today, it's expensive. And it's technologically complicated also, right? So what we have done is to change the model. The reason for this is the reason why it's so difficult, even though, you know, I grew up on the internet, we all did. We all were told that this is the global, you know, village and, you know, everyone can prosper and all those things. It's a free market. None of those things are really true, you know, today, right? So the reason is the original design of the internet was never really fulfilled in a way, in the sense that every network, such as Facebook or Google or any, frankly, your website or mine, any individual network on the internet is by default a walled garden. You know, it's like a data silo in itself, even though they're all networks on the internet work, they're all, you know, their own kingdoms, if you will, right? Big kingdoms have a big sway in the so-called market. and they monopolize, so many things. And so the underlying internet, however, connects all of us already. How come they're able to do what they're doing, right? It's a fascinating thing. I enabled that model for many, many years because we are arbitraging data and we're doing all that. But imagine a new world where the underlying and the open internet is once again available to everybody. And right through and through, it works with the kingdoms of the world, the networks that exist today. So that's what really ultimately the internet should be, an open, free market where everyone connects and everyone has an opportunity and access to, buy, sell, and arbitrage the buy and sell transaction, right? That
For sure.
functionality does not exist as such on the internet. Like my mom can't be like, hey, I know all these people who are knitting fans. They keep talking about knitting all the time on WhatsApp groups. And I know these people over here who happen to have like, wool business and they sell yarn and stuff. And I'd love for them to just connect and I would love to make money. They're on this WhatsApp group and these people are on this WhatsApp group. I know both of them. How do I do it?
Right. So, yeah, I guess I'm curious, right, with like Shopify specifically, without mentioning maybe a customer name, but if you can give kind of a use case of how somebody is using Shopify today.
Shoptype is a new model of commerce called community commerce. Normally, the business has two choices to drive a sale, any brand, right? I either pay for traffic, like we were discussing just now, you buy ads, or you use affiliate marketing kind of thing where it's a post-paid sale model,
Right.
right? You know upfront cost, but there's this thing. The second option, which we all would like to use because it's fair and hey, you make a sale, I'm happy to pay you, right? Is the success-based fair model. The problem is that most affiliate models on the internet have poor experience. And there's two reasons for that. One is they don't make enough money. Amazon default affiliate, like average affiliate payouts are like 3% now. It's come down from what it used to be, 10%, 9% many years ago. And many retail affiliate programs are similar, few percent points, maybe it's 10, whatever. So that's the first part. The second part is if I don't make a sale, I'm sharing content, and lots of people are coming, 100 people come, in fact, to my site. Conversion rates, we all know, is like 1 or 2%. That means if you, Dan, who came to my site just now, don't buy right now, I don't get paid, right? Because if you don't convert right now, I don't get paid on an affiliate model, right? So that means everyone's pushing a sale. They're like, buy, 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 really poor experience. Even though intelligent people will see clearly that out of the traffic that's coming to my site, if I have to guess, Dan is not about to buy right now because it's 99% likelihood that he's not about to buy. If I were to make an intelligent action, I shouldn't be selling to you because you're not about to buy. It's obvious. In the funnel, likelihood of you buying is 1%, right? So why would I choose to push a sale when likelihood of you not buying is 99%? The reason for that is there's no other way for me to make money, right? So this
Right.
is the problem on the internet. If I were to empower people to make money and grow their own business and to monetize themselves, they have to almost either accept ad dollars or sponsorship dollars is what happens today. And that's dominated by big tech, as we know, or you become an affiliate and be pushy because otherwise you don't make money, right? Because you can't track the sale. So
Right.
this is the broken internet problem. Everything is disjointed and you can't track how, even though Dan is the buyer, talks to Amit today on Twitter, clicks on Twitter, goes to the thing, doesn't buy. Then a week later clicks on someone's, post on Facebook and goes over there, clicks and doesn't still buy. And then a third day on Instagram or some other place, an email comes to you of marketing and you click and maybe then you do buy, right? That's the journey. You found out and you got a couple of nudges and social proof, people are sharing and you're finally making a purchase. Multiple
Right.
salespeople actually were involved in that journey. But
Right.
in today's model, only the last click is recognized because that's the only thing that's visible.
Right.
But
Well, I guess I'm.
now the whole chain gets paid. So we are talking about 30, 40, 50% of retail volume dollars on a wine bottle for $100. $40 is split amongst two, three, four people automatically, without them knowing what was purchased and by whom.
Right. Well, I guess like how many customers do you have using your platform today?
We're super early stage, so I'd say we have about 100 plus brands and few networks like media networks that are now starting to onboard the tech to bring back monetization, to bring back the value of their content that today is just hijacked by everybody, and the value is not captured by them. right? Content is free, but how do I capture its value?
How have you gotten the word out so far? Has it been mostly through like LinkedIn or cold email ads? Like, how have you gotten the word out about what you're doing?
Well, we're at least kind of sort of early. So it's been just word of mouth and referrals. So for us, we are a word of mouth company. We're a digital word of mouth is what we call it, right? Like literally the name is. And how do I get to a world where everyone has a shop type account is literally, if you're on the internet, you should have a shop type account because, you know, you're losing money on the table. And the way it automatically works is if I invite you in, I make 5% of your earnings. You make 95% of everything you do. And 5% of everyone that you empower with it. So it's a one-to-one human empowerment network. Everyone keeps 95% of what they're sharing and creating and whatever they actually do on Facebook and Instagram and wherever else. And they bring all their friends and family and they empower them to do the same. 5% flows through the network back through empowerment, you know, referral-based empowerment. So now you can every single day tell your friends how to make more on an open internet with relevant content, relevant products, relevant communities, relevant, you know, values that they care about, causes that they care about, right? That's what the internet is meant for. Collaborative, open community commerce, which magically just happens by capturing value as it gets created, you know, on the digital universe without just the tech companies benefiting. You know, you also benefit. You also capture all the value automatically as a first party.
Right. So you're saying essentially because the value that you provide is so great that you don't really need to run ads because you have this funnel of word of mouth because people are being monetized and that there's so much value. If it's okay, I'm going to tell like my friend and my family, and this kind of chain effect helped you kind of get to where you're at right now.
Yeah. I mean, my aim for this year is by the end of 2024, I hope we get to about, let's call it 100 million active wallet users in the United States. How do I do that, right? We're at less than a million or like less than a few hundred K today, for example. And the answer is, well, everybody makes a piece.
Right.
Right? Like you tell your friends, you make money, you know, magically, automatically, fairly, because today that share button that you use to share things on the internet,
right?
That's where our innovation is. It's a normal act of sharing. We call it fair share now that everybody can, you know, share and earn, right? Your sharing economy isn't really working fairly or openly or any of it.
Right.
Right? So, the internet economy.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that you face in the business right now?
It's just a new model, right? Entirely different from what people are used to and, you know, kind of a lateral way of thinking about business and things like that. So, you know, it's like one of those Bitcoin type stories, right? Where you see blockchain, I guess is the right thing. People don't fully grasp the value of it until, you know, everywhere, it's already everywhere, right? And then you're like, oh yeah, isn't that obvious that it should be an open, transparent, decentralized system, right? But it just is too complex to understand the mechanics of it, right? So right now we're early stages. So, you know, this is a fintech engine, you know, arbitrage engine. It's a private equity play for, you know, opportunities in buying and selling companies and really creating digital platforms for whatever it is that people do. So we're going at higher level rather than, you know, starting from zero kind of a thing, because it's a platform play. It's an internet level infrastructure play that lets people turn into businesses that are platforms instantly, right? Why should that be special? What is a platform, right? That very concept of a platform, if you can say it, you should be able to, you know, build it without its magic, because everybody understands it. If everybody understands it, it's not arbit special. It's everybody understands it, right? So why isn't there a one-click thing for something that everybody understands?
Right, right. I guess I'm curious, right? In terms of right now, you know, you mentioned you want to get to over a million people. So are you looking to raise money, or is it just kind of keeping things as is and just hoping to, you know, get more word of mouth? Like, what are you kind of looking to do in this year to get to that goal?
Yeah. And I said 100 million. So a very large goal, because yeah, in the US we have about 300 plus million population. So how do I get sign up from, you know, a third of it? The answer is through existing news networks that are already struggling to monetize against all the big tech internet companies out there today, right? OpenAI is coming and, you know, going to swallow another 80% of traffic. Right? Why do I need to go to danmelnick.com if I can just ask, Bard or whatever it is, you know, tell me about this particular, podcast or whatever, you know, and just ask the questions. They won't even need to go to a website or listen to anything original content wise. So it kills more the content economy. The today content economy already killed because they're, you know, sucking it all into their platforms and taking credit for every click that goes through, you know, even though people are doing content-based stuff. So social commerce is only social in name. Only the tech companies are making money, right? It's social because apparently other people are involved, but it's not social from a, you know, economic standpoint, right? Which is why community commerce, right? Which is the difference.
Right.
So yes, we are absolutely going to raise money, lots of money, now that we are beginning to come out of stealth and there are big networks that are already going to be using it. So when we come out, it's already deployed through large, let's call them, say, TV networks, radio networks, you know, print and news networks, where ultimately, what is the internet? It's full of people. And these people don't care where things happen. They care about who and what, not how and where, in terms of digital, I mean, right? Like if my mom wants to make that money between those two sites, she wants to arbitrage supply and demand. It shouldn't be like rocket science. She should just be able to connect those two people and make that money because she made an introduction. It's called referral commerce, right? Word of mouth. Right. So that word of mouth, magic, the interface should be just talking to each other like this. You know, right. That's the magic interface. AI is just subservient, human centricity. This is called human centric operating system, where you are there and I'm there and my mom's there and we're talking. And if we do a deal and she was the intro, she gets paid now and referral based forever or whatever the situation is between us, for example. Right.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Boy, the biggest thing I wish I knew would be, I guess, to make, I think, big changes happen, you just have to just do most of it yourself. And, you know, you are enough. It's a network of one that starts the network effect, right? There is no outside network, you know, so you For can sure. do whatever is required. You just have to, you know, decide and move forward and then other people come along and help you do it.
Awesome. Well, we're rooting for you. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out. Do you mind sharing your website or social media? I guess best ways to get in contact with you.
Sure. Yeah. If ShopType sounds interesting, that's shoptype.com. You know, just the website has all the details and more. And if you're interested in how we're using it and how we built it and bigger venture site stuff, then my personal website, awake.vc, is a good place to start.
Awesome. Well, Amit, thank you so much for your time today.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Thanks. All right. Bye.